Hesperian fall. The season brings but little gold, and only rusty gules and sanguine dull. These rude hills with darkling lava cord, and with thick somber rocks embossed, that yield small pasture to the mordant sun, and leaves of toneless brown and fawn, cluster the glaucous foliage of blue oaks amid the fallow grasses leonine. And the live oaks graze in winter-waiting green, and the dim grays and dusky verdures of the pines seem to turn darker with October's heat. In lowland and ravine, by dwindled rill and narrow river willow, and poplar and wild grape, will burn to purer yellows, to ruddier or more empurpled stains. And in the rows of fruit-plucked orchard trees, exotic pomp, deciduous splendor, royal-hued, of other climes and orient autumn's flame. But here are the desiccate and sun-struck fells, no similar gods assume. Watching the tardy potence of slow change, prolonged unnotably through changeless days, I walk in solitude, where memories return, that die not with a single season's leaves, but still delay the blind Nepenthean doom, and gather stranger hues from these that close the trees, or fold the autumnal earth. Love walks with me, a specter beautiful, with fallen seasons and the sun of wrath. And on the ground our linked shadows run together, and a heavy hair is blown, invisible sending to the witch's web, on winds from off the sea, the autumn shore we followed long ago. At ecstasy and teen, wild as a spray of combers reaching us, on crags that held the perilous paths of love, return to haunt these uplands, calm and sheer, and wafts of cypress balsam, keen and sweet, from the sped years blow over me, and Lobus rises like a granite ghost to crown the ceaseless woes. Thus conscious and remembering, I move across the land, it seems oblivion's self, a land whose primal languor drowse the will, whose sleepy light and dim horizon dare crop of the earth's antique forgetfulness. But for a while I spurn the peace that comes to all, or wrath or late, and clasp the cherished pain as one with face amid thorn blossoms pressed, who finds them fragrant air, and knows that there are no thorns. Now when the stones lie still, and taciturn and secret and withdrawn, in that dark entity we cannot share, and where the pines their level branches swing, lightly in gusts that rise and pass, but stir not ever in their rooted stance, I hear a voice that sings some old world measure, magical and clear, or catch the glimmer of a girl's white feet moving in moonlit shadow bound. O voice none other hears that sings to me, now must I muse on passions that unfold, slow as the lichen grows, or swiftly as the thunder of the night, and think on how the many have withered, but the one abides. The shadow of a cloud falls and gnarled and boulder buttressed oak, beneath whose boughs I pause, noting the mistletoe, already pearled with wintry berries white, that leaves mottled bronze and fuel mark. After the days draw nigh, when dark-toothed wind and tempest will sail, such spare, sad splendor as these hills put on, and wildly strew green leaves and sear together to that doom which waits for all. Meanwhile, the southward drooping sun shines warm on grasses pale and foliages that fade, and on the fadeless lichen of the stone. And still, O season, Circean dream, preferred from long ago, I find the music far and sorcerous, like one who hears the dryad singing from her tree. And still beneath this lattice sun, love is the freshness of your shadows, love, the flame within your distant azure sleeps.